Hi, everybody. Well, this is another Creation Light Ship healing night, and tonight is Creation Ship on the Light Ship. The date today is September 3rd, 2016. So I'll first talk about going to the Light Ship. We do this once a week, and on the radio anyway. And this is a way that you can request one specific physical healing. I have people asking if they can do, like, can I get more spiritual growth or get more spirit energy in my body or, you know, whatever. It's only for physical body issues, so you just pick one issue. And then we select different rooms that you go into, and the light beings will come to you as I indicate how they're going to look. So you're up there live, physically, whatever you're wearing, you know, that's how you're going to be looking up there. And you're bilocated, and you are communicating with the light beings, too. That's why you want to request your healing down here. And you may even say something that you don't even know about that you want to have worked on that's more important to you there than it would be here. And each time you get brought back here, as you're being bilocated, your invisible energetic bodies, this is why we talk about them a lot, about why you want to have them cleared, because they give you your problems. So the light beings are not going to take away those energetic bodies. That's up to you to clear. They will fix you on the light ship, but when you come back here, if the energy is still in your energetic bodies, it can take away your healing that you had on the light ship. And that's just the way it works. So you're here because of your stuff that's contaminating you, and that's the dying process. So you want to get that released from you. So today's date is 9/30/2016, and we're in September, which is the ninth month. So I want to clear that away from you. And here we go. And also go to the light ship. That only happens for people listening to this program live. If you're on an archive, you will feel peace energy. And don't try to think about, maybe I can sneak in and get on this call, you know, because it's an archive. No, it doesn't work that way. And if you try to use your mind to do that, then you're probably going to be attached to the darkness, and they will oblige you, maybe even show you a wonderful light ship as compared to the one that you'd normally be on live. So you don't want to give them permission to abduct you. So here we go. Let's clear the month here and the day in the year. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So if you're into numerology, I guess you would say, well, gee whiz, here we have, number 3s and 9. And then you also have 2016, which you could divide into 3s too, which would be another 9. So we got a 3-month, basically, I guess. So for this day, all 3s. So here we go, releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. And since we're coming into Labor Day, this is the weekend of Labor Day, and that's typically when summer is ending. So you gave your labor, and now you're starting something new. So you're getting into the workplace, I guess. So anyway, summer is typically ending on this particular time. So let's energize the light beings now. I'll do that first, and then we'll clear away an issue that you're having. So here we go. Light beings, bring them up on your monitor screen, and you're going to feel more peace energy. So when you're on this program, you're normally in the present moment more than you would be before and after it. So here we go. Energizing the light beings, bringing you peace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and I'll use the word stronger to enhance that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. On our program tonight, if you're on an archive and you don't know what station we're on station 2, so you want to get on station 2 on Saturday nights. Okay, next Saturday, we have our special call, which is the Cultural Heritage Disconnection Call. And some people are kind of wondering what it's about. They're maybe thinking about, gee, you know, my nose is really long, and I want to get that corrected. Well, it's not to correct the length of your nose or anything like that as far as physical body stuff that you're having. What it's for is to get rid of the judgments that you're dealing with as the cultural energies in you, the different races, are coming forward in this lifetime. So you may have judgments about yourself, judgments about people. It's just things like that, that we're going to be releasing from you so you can be more in the present moment. So that's sort of what it's about. There was that song about, I forgot who did that, Randy Newman, I think. Is that who it was, the short people or something? It was a long time ago, but some people who were short, I think, were really offended because of that song. But, you know, it just happens to deal with, not the song, but just situations that you have in this lifetime that you don't like. And maybe, you know, you're born under the bad, wrong sign or bad sign or something. You don't relate to even being here. And, you know, it's because of whatever could have happened to you in the past. Maybe you were, you know, being too good and the aliens wanted to really sock it to you in this lifetime. So they gave you a bad family, you know. And now you're trying to overcome that and you got all these judgments. And you have judgments about other people and stuff like that. Anything that you'd like to add, Kathy, before I do a clearing now for people's particular incident? Because this could actually help them out a little bit.
Well, hi, everyone. Yes, Ron. I'm reading the flyer that you emailed to everybody this past week, and it does describe exactly what you'll be clearing. And what it says for the cultural heritage disconnection, based on suggestions that you received, Ron will be clearing the effects to us of torture, poverty, being a refugee, genocide, addictions, starvation, mannerisms, loss of home and homeland, imprisonment, and social injustice, which incorporates prejudice and judgment. And these are all kinds of things that we, in our past lifetimes and in our genetics, have possibly received to make us who we are now. So that's a lot to clear. These are called genetic influences. And it includes the mindsets, traits, and habits and addictions that we have. So basically, Ron, as I understand it, you'll be clearing and releasing the judgment to what we've been given, how we relate to others, and will be affected. And it will take the judgment away of perceived physical imperfections or things we don't like. It takes away that feeling that we don't belong, that we don't like ourselves, or somehow we don't fit in. And it's because of these things that we've been given. Like Ron said, the aliens gave us a little dose of this, a little dose of that.
Yeah,
and we have to deal with it.
Yeah, so it'll help you release these things. Then we have a lot more that you can do later if you wish to. You know, so the energies, if you choose to go further and you want to help yourself even more, then, you know, you can send me the receipt. And after the clearing that we have on the Saturday, at that point, send me the information about that you were on the call, you know, with your PayPal receipt. And then you're able to go on and get the cultural enslavement clearing for half price. And I'll give you the unlimited version for free on that. And then we'll be sending you a list of what other people have brought forth and talked about or mentioned to us, or things that we just couldn't cover on that call, because it could end up being maybe a 20-hour call, you know, and I don't have that much time, and neither do you. But you do have spare time where you can go in there later, and maybe you can devote a month to clearing this stuff off of you to feel better. So that's what it's for. So it gets you away from the cultural enslavement of different things. So the unlimited version will be free, but you need to be on this call to get that. So, you know, and you could be on an absentee if you wish, But regardless, you need to be on the college to be able to get it for half price. And the call is $20, and it starts at 10:30 Pacific time, a week from today, which is Saturday, and the date would be the 10th. And it's a two-hour call, and this will be before our other call that we're having, which will be the Ascension Preparation Call, I believe here. One, two,
That's
three.
That's right. It's right. You have to end this conference call, Ron, promptly, because the Ascension Preparation Call will start at 1 o'clock Pacific time.
Yep. Okay, so let's clear. We have to energize the light beams already. So now let's take your special pet peeve that you're having of a situation that's going on in your life, going on with you. It could be a physical problem. Maybe somehow you did something and hurt yourself. Maybe a bee stung you or something or whatever. Or it could be, something that's emotional. I'm going to release that one situation from you and see how it works. So here we go. Releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. I think we're going to be talking a little bit about the alien mind fog pre-clearing. And that one seems to be very good. So remember, the aliens are dropping in stuff now onto our current timeline. And I know we talked about, a few days ago, maybe even last week, people are not feeling quite well. They felt like, gee, what's happening to me? I'm not relating to life here or something. And so we'll see how that transpires. I know somebody wrote in about having an archive that we did on that clearing, I believe. And then also I'd like to get some people's information, because we did the 9-2 yesterday, and I turned that also into 9-11. If anybody listening, felt the change of energies for that, if you could send us a quick little ditty, that'd be great. We could talk about that a little bit. So this is how the numbers affect you. Remember, you're living the past. You're living your memories and the histories of your life and your ancestors, and you have anniversary dates. That's what we try to clear to help you out, because your whole life and your mind, all your thoughts is past. It's past lives, whether it happened a minute ago or 5,000 years ago. It's all past life memories that you're dealing with. So your memories are what's keeping you enslaved here. No memories in the present moment, you're not going to, worry about anything. It's not going to affect you because you don't have a history or her story. So, Kathy, I'll turn it over to you again. You got the floor. Got the whole thing.
Oh, good. Well, Ron mentioned the cultural heritage disconnect clearing, and if you didn't get the email from creationlightship.com, then you can simply register by going to Ron's website, creationlightship.com. On the top, the special cultural heritage disconnection healing call is listed on the top of that home page. You can click on it and register there via PayPal, and you'll be getting an email receipt promptly. And then you can forward that to Ron with the subject. You can put cultural heritage call in the subject line, so he can see that you registered and what it's about, and then he will send you, before the call, the phone number and the access code to get on the call. And remember to call in a little extra earlier than 10:30. So then at 1 o'clock, if you're pre-registered for the 4-hour Ascension Preparation Call, you'll get a little break and then get back on the phone again at 1 o'clock. So it'll be a good day of healing next Saturday, September 10th. And then Ron just mentioned asking for reactions to the clearing he did yesterday, 911, and also just now for the numbers. And so the way you can respond is the usual way, in case you don't know, if you're new listening. We have an email address, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And also another quick way, if it's handy for you, is to write to Ron from the BBS Radio Station 2 Creation Lightship Healings page. There you'll find information about Ron, list of archives. Also, there's lots of photos of light beings on there. You can use those for when he activates. And then there's a little couple places where you can click on where it says BBS Fast Chat for this particular show. It only works for this show, and it's private. And it's a fast chat feedback form that you can click away to and fill out the form, and then it'll send it right to the email box that I'm looking at now. So that's how you can connect with Ron during the live program here today on September 9th, 2016. And that's our email address for any time of the week. And anytime you want to send something in, you can through the fast chat as well. Okay, so Ron, I was going to ask you if you cleared out the aliens after you did the light being activation. If not, would you please do that now? Over to you. Go ahead, Ron. Can't hear you yet.
Let's get rid of those aliens that are listening here. So this is their gift from the light to get them out of here. And it doesn't matter if they're created from light or not. They'll be escorted out where they are choosing to go to. So we're taking them off this prison planet. So here we go. All the ones listening now can leave, except for the ones that have done dirty deeds here, okay? Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Those ones, if they're caught and found, they will have their own situation going on with them, and I won't talk about that. But the other ones that are enslaved here, adios, amigo. So here we go. Releasing them out of here. You might feel your body shiver, shake. It might feel your room get lighter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go. So how does that sense and feel to you, Kathy?
Feels clear clear as crystal here. Thank you, Ron.
Wonderful. That's good. So I guess let's just start our program. So what should we do first here?
Well, I wanted to follow up with what you just mentioned, the listener who sent in the glowing comments about the valuable, possibly forgotten archive for the alien mind fog removal clearing that you have. And it's kind of long, but essentially what it says, Ron, is that this person last night just stumbled upon the archive. Last night, you and Ann discussed some listeners' concerns of feeling depressed because they were thinking maybe that was why they were feeling depressed because maybe the Earth was out of alignment, and when you corrected it, they felt better. There were also gray skies, ominous clouds. It was just a feeling of depression and of tiredness, and it was unusual. And then you and Ann discussed clearing out the depression barcodes and clearing depression on the whole life clearings. The discussion went on and on, trying to help the listeners who felt this way address the problem. And anyway, with that in mind, this listener found this archive just purely by accident. And I'm going to tell you the date of it because he highly recommends it for anyone feeling depression. It is a free clearing, the Alien Mind Fog Removal. And the archive is really great to listen to because it's different. It's a discussion between one of the co-hosts and our moderator, and Ron, when he had just put that clearing up. And Ron explains wonderfully, they say, what that alien mind fog removal does. And it has quite a lot to do with depression, sadness, and all kinds of things that were taken out on different timelines. And it's something that Ron apparently saw that was needed at the end of 2013, and he put it up beginning of 2014. So the co-host and the moderator and Ron discussed the alien mind fog removal. They had already tried it, how it worked on them, how it felt, the purpose, why it was beneficial, why Ron created this. And aside from that, it had a lot of great information in the archive. It was a very interesting and very pleasant conversation to listen to. And this listener highly recommends it as a prerequisite for anyone working with Ron's clearings. And to, they recommend listening to this archive. And to make you understand more what this clearing does and how it's having this mind fog removed helps the other clearings work better. And in fact, during this this conversation, apparently, the other newer clearings were mentioned that Ron had created at the end of the year in 2013. One of them was the alien keyword intercept. So they talked about that and how that influenced us as well. So anyway, just in, for those who were new or not new and just forgot about this, this listener is not new, and he said he was amazed at how much he had forgotten how valuable these clearings were, and he put them on immediately and ran the alien mind fog removal overnight for 600 minutes. And it really brought a lot of clarity and consecutive thinking rather than gaps in thinking and memory. So there's a lot to it, and anyway, I won't go on any more than that, but this clearing you have, alien mind fog removal, seems to be like one we haven't talked about for quite a while. And anyway, I just really appreciate the listeners sending in this valuable reminder of the archive of January 31st, 2014. Ron, back over to you.
The archives are great. Somebody finds a gem in there like this one to help people. That's great. Wonderful. And that's a while back. So for me, it's like a million lifetimes. You know? I'll not remember it at all. But anyway, let's. What can we do here? I'll do a clearing for the alien mind fog. And remember, a lot of people, they get confused because the timers are different for different clearings. And they go, gee, you know, one says 15 minutes, one says, maybe an hour or 3 hours or whatever, it kind of depends what you need. So do what's on there for sure. And if you want to do it longer, it'll just give you a longer clearing. So everybody's different. But I'll do a sample for the alien mind fog removal, and that's on the website there on the left-hand side. So here we go. We'll see if you're able to think better. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go, everybody. So, hopefully you're doing great, and we'll see how energy is working for you. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. So, and like the gray sky clearing is great if you're having difficulties up there. So, what's next?
Comments from the fast chat, which I'm following here, and from the inbox, Ron. There's a reaction to when you cleared the end of summer energies for Labor Day. Someone wrote thank you because she'd been feeling so sad with the summer ending. She saw red maple leaves already leaving her area. Already coming to her area. The colors on the trees were changing from green to red, I think is what she meant. And then someone else wrote, yeah, summer must be coming to an end. There was a chill in the air this morning. Instead of the hot, sunny skies, it was gray and cloudy.
Yeah, I felt that energy also the last week. So anyway, yeah.
Regarding the alien mind fog clearing you just did, someone said, I have also realized I need the alien mind fog clearing. It is what they give you to block you from seeing the truth after they have sabotaged you.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's true, right. Yeah.
And there's another question. A couple of emails came in, Ron, about alien attack clearing. These are from topics that you had during the week. So thank you, listeners, for writing these in. Ron does try to get to all the emails. Sometimes we can't get to them in the same show that they're mentioned, mostly because they might come in a little bit towards the end of the program. But the question is, Ron, I have aliens keeping tabs on me. I cannot leave my house without being confronted in some way. I am doing some clearings. What do you recommend besides the tracking, barcode implants, the location space clearing, the tracking barcode, and timeline crashes?
Well, first of all, what I would do is the Be Here Now clearing, and also, maybe do that one, do the Mind to Heart Drop, and check your finger exercises. Your finger to see where it is. Sometimes you might get too mental about this here, and that will also, when you're too mental and you start thinking about, oh, am I going to walk out my door and see somebody who's an alien or whatever, or is this going to happen to me today like it did last week? That could be mind looping, and you could be causing your own problems. So you need to get out of the mental aspect and get more into the present moment. That's what I would probably say to kind of help you out. Because if you're in the present moment, they're really not going to want you. And then at that point, if they do show up in somebody or they try to, do something to you, set yourself off, push your buttons, if you're in the present moment, you have no buttons. So how do you fix that? Do the clearings, and find out what button you have and what energetic body is contaminated that's drawing them to you. This is kind of what, I talk about all the time. The problem is it internal with you or external? Have you cleaned out yourself enough to get rid of all your internal stuff that's producing the external? Or did the aliens just want to come and see you? Maybe, like what you read there on the free clearings, basically, that's all external stuff happening to you. But how did they happen to want to do that? It's because you have a history of something inside of you. Well, that's the main thing. The satellite one is a very good clearing. That's a free clearing. The head connectors are very good. So, try those. But don't look for problems, because when you start looking for them, then you're using your judgment, and then you're in duality, and you will bring forth your past into this current reality that you're living, and by doing so, you will be drawing that to you. It would be a self-fulfilling prophecy. You don't want to tie into, Chicken Little with the sky falling because, that could definitely happen. And it will happen on timelines. So, if you are having difficulties, then get on the alien attack page. If you don't have that and keep on to it, every day, and people who do that daily are having a much, much better life. You need to be able to work the website and, be involved. So I guess my question would be to the person who is under alien attack, how many whole lifetime clearings have you cleared out of yourself? And you have the unlimited versions of those to stay current, okay? And so that's what I would say. And find out what energetic body is corrupted bringing this on to you. Remember, when you're in the present moment, they're really not going to want you. Well, back to you.
Yes, and Ron, you mentioned the satellite transmission clearing as a advice to this person. They don't have it listed as one of the clearings they did. Maybe they have tried it, but it really works in conjunction with the removal of alien head connectors and implants free clearing that you have. You design those to work together. So, because what you wrote was that that they read our antenna, which is the satellites read the antenna, and which are the head connectors and the implants. And so if we clear those, which is a three-step clearing for the head connectors and implants, step one is removal of alien head connectors, step two is alien head implants, step three is spirit integration. And if we've discussed this many times before, we can run those three steps at the same time for an unlimited amount of minutes overnight if we wish, if we think we have indoctrinated or heavily loaded with these connectors. Like some people suggest, 300 minutes, 400 minutes overnight, all three at the same time. Spirit integration lasting a little longer. You can put these three up at the same time, and then in the morning you can run the satellite transmission clearing to help you during the day, all for all day long. Just put your name in it for 900 minutes, so it won't run out on you. And a lot of good testimony about the satellite transmission clearing there for alien tracking and keeping tabs on you. And in addition to all the other suggestions Ron made just now, as far as staying in the now and doing a whole life emotional clearings and internal clearings, that these work very well. As it's a multi-step approach Ron's offering here, isn't it, Ron? Lots of different ways to armor ourselves and different steps along the way. So it's good that they brought this up, because this is one of those clearings, the alien head connectors, that is sometimes overlooked and forgotten about.
Yep,
and yet it's so effective.
If you have more problems, then have you done your mind barcode clearing, tracking barcode? So you may want to get that. The mental barcode, is that what we call it, Ann? Kathy,
yes. It's the mental barcode. Mm-hmm.
So you want to do the mental barcode to get that stuff off of you. That's your tracking barcode for your body. And then also do the natal barcode. Now that's what you came in with here, with all your stuff. That's your baggage, is your natal barcode to set your life to a path of alien control. That's with the numbers and the letters and everything else, that you're associated with. And that's why, most of the shows were clearing the dates to get the dates off of you. So that, in a sense, I'm using the that barcode clearing, the natal barcode clearing, to get rid of this date that we're in. But that you should be doing yourself, and all your favorite numbers that you think are favorite, which are your tracking numbers, and nicknames and names that people see you as, maybe a favorite color that you have that you like, maybe you like a certain flower. And, well, that's the way they track you. They're very sneaky. whatever they can do to tap into you emotionally, okay, is how they're connecting to you. Once you sort of catch on to what's happening, and, at first it's kind of hard to fathom that your whole life, that whatever you think about is the way they're hooking you up, which is true. And then you start wondering, gee, that's pretty sad, because what do I do here? Not to think? Well, I want to be in the present moment. And then you work with your spirit energy. So that's the way you need to live your life, is with your spirit energy, being in the present moment. and then her story or your history, and you know your past, your memories that are controlling you are no longer going to have an effect on you. And then you're free. How do you get free? You do clearings to get this stuff off of you. Is it internal or external? You got to get rid of the internal stuff first. That's what the whole website is about, to clear your internal. And then we have the free clearings to clear some of the external stuff. Remember, if you're not, just think of it as another way. The alien is going to want a dead person, one that doesn't emit energy, so you're dead. No, they want live, wiggling ones that are really tied into emotions. So if you're dead, then you're not emitting energy, and you're not thinking, and you're not getting connected to emotions. And then they're going to say, well, this person's dead. Got to find somebody who's live and wiggling, full of excitement and full of happiness and full of sadness and having a wonderful life here, what they think, and we can ride upon that and steal all their energy and make their life miserable. Remember, they work in duality. Then they'll put you on that emotional roller coaster ride from one extreme to the other. So, you want to have peace? We can give you peace. 20 seconds, mind to heart drop. They don't want you when you're in peace anyway. So, whole thing is up to you. If you like living here and, you know, you want to get out, well, we got those solutions. You know, well, that's the whole thing. The only reason why you're here is because your other lives that you had, you were thinking too much and you're in duality, and now you're back again. And you took the wrong road on the way out. Follow that white light tunnel went to your soul family. So anyway, that's probably a whole nother show. We'll go to the light shift probably in about 5 minutes, everybody. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, next question then. It's a question about timeline crashing. Ron, this was based on last week's program, and so we're catching up here. This listener wants to know, how many timeline crashes can they do at one time? Because they need to do a lot right now. So maybe they're looking for limits.
I don't know what to say on that. Everybody's different. We have two shows I can recall that we had on CTR Radio. So go in there to the CTR Radio link on our website. And we have two shows for Timeline Crashing Number 1 and Timeline Crashing Number 2. You know, if you haven't been there at all, go there and listen, and it'll maybe give you a little more information about what timelines are, you know, why you're on them, how come situations are going on, and stuff like that. So the whole thing is, once you get your feet wet and you kind of start realizing what's happening, you know, once you know, then you know what clearings to do. But check out CTR Radio, because we, all those programs we dedicated for information to help people out. And they're very, very well orchestrated and organized. So, back to you, Kathy.
Yes, they are. They're easy to find on Ron's homepage. He has a CTR archives listed at the very top on the right side on the icon and also on the left side on the bottom. So he's kept them alive for us, all those archives from all the radio shows, just for our benefit, so might as well make use of them. Okay, Ron, one more question before we go to the light ship. It's regarding the alien mind fog removal that we just discussed. Someone wants to use it, and they're wondering if they should write a particular issue that they're trying to clear on other clearings, if they should write that issue also after their name in the alien mind fog removal clearing.
Issue, yeah. I don't see why not, you know. And what I would probably do is, you know, as you're doing a clearing, find out what energetic body is gooped up, and you probably already have the unlimited. If you don't, then you're at a big disadvantage because you're not working the website and helping yourself out. So you definitely want to get the unlimited on all the different whole lifetime clearings. But find out what that is, and you could put that in that same energy and clear them all at one time. So that's the way a lot of people are working the website, is they're taking full advantage of the energetic bodies that they're having problems with, and also doing timeline crashes all at the same time with the same issue. That way you're not on the computer for, you know, a lot of hours. You can put them all up at once, put one tab up for each one, maybe put up four light beams on your screen, and have one of the light beams work for your spirit integration or infusion, and then have the other three for three specific clearings. And then they'll end at different times, because when you get off of one, it will indicate that. So you can have three clearings running at one time. I don't think I'd run maybe more than three, because your body has to reintegrate its energy. But that's up to you. So for myself, I'd say only run three clearings at once. You know, you could try more, but, you know, just know that as your body is integrating, you may not show up for work on Monday, because your body has been cleared out of all of its stuff and it's trying to heal. And as it's healing, it might take 3 days. Maybe you can lose 3 days of work. And you thought, oh, this would be a breeze. It's only I'm only dealing with an issue of maybe, you know, losing money or something. And all of a sudden, it ends up being a life issue, because you had tons of lifetimes of losing money. But you just think, well, I only lost $50. I do it every 3 months, so I better put that in there. And it may not seem much to you, but you don't know what your body has in store for you. And you know, so you want to be very careful about doing too much at one time. And if you do too much, then, yeah, you're going to be probably maybe under the weather or something. That could happen. So you got to be very careful on that. It's not that it's going to hurt you. It's just that your body wants to get healed. So that's its main thing. What does your body do? It wants to heal itself. And so that's what you're trying to do, is help it. And it doesn't care if you go to work or not. It wants to get healed. So that's the whole thing. I think we have a testimonial here before we go to the light ship that came in about the earth alignment. Did you get that one also, Kathy?
Yes, I'll be happy to read it to you. This was from yesterday's program, and you asked how people were doing. And so this person wrote, after Ron did the earth alignment clearing, I got up and walked around. I felt my feet more solid and connected to the ground. I rarely feel wobbly on my feet or off balance, but I did feel dense, heavy energy and saw a dark gray sky on 9/1, September 1, when it is usually bright and sunny every morning up until then. The skies did clear up in my area after the alignment you did in the morning. I feel the energies on a sensory level rather than in my body. I think they're saying that because you mentioned that the person that tipped you off was feeling wobbly in their body, that had a hard time walking, finding the floor, was just a little bit off balance.
Yep, so that's what happens. So if you wake up someday and you're leaning to the left or the right, or you know, maybe you stumble or something, or it feels like your foot went through the floor, you know that something's happening here. So it means the earth has a problem. And, get on one of our programs that we have, let us know, and we'll do some clearing on it if I don't catch it, before that time. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. Like I said earlier, this only works live for the people listening, and they can be bilocated out of time. The light only works out of time, doesn't work in time. That's why you want to be doing the mind-to-heart drop to put you out of time, to have light with you and your spirit. So that's the way it works. When you're in time, then you're controlled by aliens. When you're out of time, you're in source energy. And you can't draw any more to you, but you're using the energy of your spirit with you. And then all of a sudden, you start seeing things around you also in source energy. Otherwise, you have a veil, and you're seeing the matrix. The alien-created replica of Earth and everything on the Earth will be on timelines, and it will not look real. When you're in the moment, then you're going to see the real Earth. So I just wanted to emphasize that. And we got a birthday today, so people in September have a birthday party on the light ship. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. think of one specific incident that you have with your body that you'd like to have corrected. And it could be something in the past, too. You know, things happen. You know, maybe you hurt your, maybe you broke your arm when you were 10, and it gets to be cold weather, and your arm kind of hurts. You know, that was like 50 years ago for you, and you go, wow, I still got that. Well, let's see if we get that worked on. So here we go, everybody. We're going to go to the light ship, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And if you're listening to an archive right now, you're going to feel peace energy. So going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And as normal, we go to the hot tub room to have our body detoxed. And we're in that, like a purple, a bluish purple. It's kind of weird. It's kind of like, you know, with gold energy, kind of like the old lava lamps. That's kind of how it looks. And the stuff is kind of like moving up and down. Kind of neat feeling. So here we go. We're in that room. And we're going to go into the room also with the crystal detoxification. And we're in another kind of like a hot tub in a sense. We're all in our own hot tub, so don't worry. You know, you're not going to be exposed here. So, let's go to the room with the roses. So here we go. Request your healing or healing that you'd like to have. One healing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And people like deer, so we got another request for deers. So this is what's your choice would be if you want little baby deers or large ones or ones with big horns, you know, bucks, whatever. But here we go. Deer room, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then we've got the larger animals here, which are elk. We'll go into that room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we're going to go into the food court for the birthday party for tonight. So here we go. Everybody born in September, the light beings will be singing happy birthday to you, along with the people on the light ship on this call. So we're going in there so you can get your dessert if you wish to have dessert. Normally, you like dessert, so or unless you want to get a salad, we'll say, or something that is, you know, something that you may want to have other than dessert. But the dessert and the cakes and whatever are nutritious, so it's not going to be like down here with a bunch of sugar in it and other stuff, poisons in the ingredients. So it'll be all life force energy for you. But here we go. So select your particular dessert. I always get the German chocolate cake with the ice cream and the frosting, not just a little bit of frosting this time, and the drizzle on the hot fudge and maybe some cherries and strawberries on it, and whipped cream and some other types of toppings, some nuts maybe. So here we go. It's a little piece of something, whatever you request it, size of a pencil eraser, and you can get second and thirds if you wish. So we're getting it right now. So here we go. This is our birthday party for September babies, I guess we'll call it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're having those first now. And the light beings are coming to sing happy birthday to people born in September. And here we go. So happy birthday, everybody. And you can request seconds and thirds if you wish. You can be in this room for as long as you like. The food court may actually see the light beings there who do eat, and you can talk with them if you wish. So let's go to another location now. We'll go into the centrifuge room. This helps to eliminate addictions and more stubborn things that we may have. Here we go. The room is spinning. It's all silver. Spinning, and you may be able to sense, see, feel the energies leave your body, and it gets attracted to the silver walls of this room that's spinning. So you have little cloud energies leave you of your stuff. Well, there we go. That room's working. Let's go into the dolphin room, and we'll go into the room with the whales. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Request your healing, and that porpoise is listed here. Okay, well, there we go. Going to where the porpoises are, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go to where the swordfish are. So here we go. We can ride on some swordfish, go up and out of the water, and come back down again. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll go to where the squirrels and chipmunks are. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into one final room here, and this room is where the large sunflowers are. Some are about 10 foot in diameter. And here we go. And also there's bees around, so we can say hi to the bees, too, and request healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go, everybody. Happy birthday. Let's come back from the light ship. So coming back down. Animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us. So coming down, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, so how are you doing, Kathy?
Well, I'm still in the food court with my cake, my third piece, or my third cake. I take advantage of those birthday trips. That was very nice to see the swordfish and the porpoises. Different. Ron, you got some responses, and it's about going to the light ship for a birthday party. One of your longtime listeners writes that her angel calico cat has been going to the light ship for the past 8 years and will be 10 years this week. So happy birthday to the kitty, because she writes that she will be going to the birthday room celebrating with us. Oh, isn't that nice?
Oh, sweet.
I wonder
yeah.
if she got a fish cake.
That'd be great, yeah.
I hope it wasn't a swordfish. No. Oh, anyway, thank you for sending in your comments about the and all your requests, everyone. So I tried to get them over to Ron as quick as I could. Ron, you mentioned a suggestion to someone to use a mental barcode clearing, and I think he's going to buy it, and he wants to know if you could determine a general amount of barcodes. But does the clearing work that way for amounts of barcodes, or is it just a matter of time? It's one of those with a timer, isn't it?
I think it's just a timer in there, so I don't think there's a listing of how many you have.
Yes, and if that mattered, wouldn't that be indicated?
Yes, it would, yeah. The ones that we normally specify is your death barcodes.
Okay, they need not worry. If you're on a clearing, in other words, that doesn't have numbers like it does for the death barcode removal, now that one does have specific numbers, but the other ones, not all barcodes go by number of barcodes.
Yeah, that's because they're due at birth. Yeah, they're put on at birth. They just get rid of that barcode tracking. Where the death barcodes are more active with you. So everybody normally has at least 3 death barcodes. I would say between 3 to maybe a dozen of them. Over time, okay?
For the death barcode.
Yeah, the other one, just do that, and then it'll be released from you. That's more of a tracking barcode that's put on you. Or just think of that as like a tattoo that got put on you energetically when you came in here. And they don't have numbers on them. But the death ones, as you become more conscious and you start getting away from the aliens, a lot of times they may want to reinfect you with another barcode. Not always, though, but there are people that they somehow, pick up 1 or 2 maybe a year. So it's always good to ask me if you have any additional ones. And if you want to do that, tell me how many you've had in the past that I've told you, and then do you have any new ones? I need to know that so I can check you. And that way, it will be more beneficial. And if you do have an extra one, then go back in and do the clearing on it. And each barcode, I believe, takes 1 hour to release, and then you have 30 minutes for an emotional clearing for that barcode, and then you have 30 minutes again for a spirit integration. So it's 2 hours to do each barcode. If you do it and you feel funky emotionally, knowing that you would have died, a lot of people get emotional with thinking you're going to be dying, then at that point you want to do the emotional one over again. That would give you 2.5 hours on it. So back to you.
Thank you for clarifying that. So it's a good analogy, I think, that the mental barcode and all the other barcodes are more or less like some sort of a pattern, like a tattoo that's sort of put on us at birth. And it's not a number. So that's good to know. All right. So next question or comment. Ron, at the beginning of the program, you asked if people would send in their comments about the healing you did Friday show for the numbers 911 for a natal barcode removal type of healing. And someone just wrote in that they did feel the clearing last night. And they even think it's from a certain race called Orion. And they write that the energy came right off their chest and arms. And they felt it was a very good release. Thanks so much. And they also said they had been feeling depressed this last week or so, and they were running many clearings trying to clear it. So, that's good to know. This person really is tuned in. And maybe this alien mind fog removal, I wonder if this person ran this or maybe would like to give that a try and let us know how that worked on the depression or anything else. Because if you listen to that archive of January 31st, 2014, that's 1-31-14 in numeric terms, that's how it's listed, you will hear many benefits of the alien mind fog removal according to what this listener wrote in. So that would be worth a listen to, Ron, and it would be probably a good homework for before we go to the next conference call, so that we can have that cleared off and be able to receive more information and more about, more clarity on what we need to clear off during the cultural enslavement teleconference call.
Yeah, and also, you may want a 2,000-year darkness barcode also, maybe for the last maybe 100 years or maybe 200 years. You may want to try that one just to do that during this week before that call, too. That can help you out. Get a little more clarity.
Oh, yes. You have mentioned in the past to run that on ourselves. You actually have recommended that we run that on ourselves five times. Five times. When you first said that, I wrote that down, meaning to do it. I think I'm on time number four right now. But really, it takes a little time to run that one. But every time I do, I feel like, wow, now I'm catching on, and things are staying in with me, and listening better. The clarity is just amazing, and the ability of function is better.
They have people who, Ron, you don't talk about the harmonic clearing enough. You need to have people run that. So I'll just suggest that for people, the harmonic clearing to get them back into balance after they do a clearing. So anyway, I'll just suggest that.
Harmonic frequencies.
Harmonic frequency clearing, yeah. But if you're not doing those free clearings, boy, do those. If you're a newbie listener and you don't know what's going on and the website, to you is, like, overwhelming, which can be at first because you didn't realize you're that much doo-doo, and how could all this be wrong with me? Start doing those free clearings and, get that emotional and mental and fear clearing, those whole lifetime three clearings. Those are the main ones. And the cellular memory clearing, fourth one, or maybe trauma clearing, fifth one. Get those things off of you. Otherwise, you're not really going to understand what's happening, and you need to get back more to the present moment. Otherwise, your life is being run by something else. I use the word something because it may be something. you don't know what that something is. So if you want to be able to have your free choice, free will back again, those clearings can help you with that. As far as how many do you need to have, that's the question people ask me. They go, Ron, I read it, I'm overwhelmed. I got this problem. I have anxieties, and I have fear, and I have traumas, and I have bad marriages, and I have this, and I got this. All these physical illnesses wrong with me. I mean, you got to stop. Just get those clearings first. Don't get into the mental stuff. Do the clearings, and all of a sudden, you're going to find your life starts to be put back together again the way you would like it to be. But if you don't do them, you're going to be, down the rat hole like you have been for all of your other past lives for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. So if you want to get out of here, hello. That's why we're here. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and the amount of peace that comes with each clearing is so worth the time and effort that the free clearings take. And you do maybe have to get another laptop or two. But Ron, I wanted to read this to you, that someone who yesterday, they wanted to correct themselves. Yesterday they made a mistake, and they wanted to set it straight here with you. They're writing that yesterday they asked you to clear a lunar eclipse, and you did for them. However, then they found out later that it was actually not lunar. It was a solar eclipse that was seen in Asia and Africa. And
okay,
now
yeah,
they're...
I just worked out the eclipse itself. That's what I could, what was the eclipse energy. So that's good. Thank you.
Okay, so are you saying that the eclipse was cleared no matter which kind it was?
Yes, and it's very possible there was a timeline, as the person who wrote this in, they may have seen or was involved with a solar eclipse on a timeline. So, because it maybe you thought you had wrong information there, you probably were 100% correct, because you could have been on a timeline where there was a solar eclipse. Okay? So, remember, you don't know what they're doing to you on these timelines. Like I mentioned, you know, if you hear about something happening on a timeline, you know, it does happen, just like your dreams. That is real. So timelines are all real. They're the projection of the darkness on a movie set that you're experiencing. You're the star player. So it's about that time. I got six after here. So let's do the mind to heart drop. And this you should be doing, you know, every hour, we'll say, of every day when you're awake, if you can. And 20 seconds is no big deal, you know. Here we go. So if you can repeat after me out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And here we go. And to facilitate that, we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, everybody, listen to the archive, January 31st, 2014. Thank you.